This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media is definitely feeling the pressure from the independent media. They're losing audience. They're losing ad revenues. They're seeing their audience come on over to the independent media. The latest polls are now showing two-thirds of Americans do not trust the corporate media to tell them the truth about what's going on. And because the corporate media are now constrained by their masters to go on maintaining the litany of official lies, their only recourse is to try and ridicule the independent media, to try and trip us up, to try and plant kooky stories on us about chemtrails and fake Apollo landings and no plane at the Pentagon. And I noticed that the New York Times, I'm sorry, Time Magazine rather, actually went after Art Bell, who is now coming back to radio with his new show. And it's very interesting because in this article, Art Bell makes a point of saying that he does not go along with the 9/11 truth movement. You know, as fringy as he gets is TWA 800. Now, the corporate media is on the attack against the independent media. And by the way, this Time article just bashes George Noory like crazy. And it's rather weird that they would focus on Art Bell, who made his fortune by making the independent media look kooky with flying saucers and Bigfoot, and yet he's clearly willing to toe the official line on 9/11. So I guess Time feels it's safe to focus on him as a means to demonize the independent media. And they have been less than honest with other people in the independent media. The only time Time Magazine ever mentioned my name, they claimed that I had proof of ancient alien civilizations on Mars, which is something I've never said, never written. I agree with Dr. Gilbert Levin that the results from the Viking-labeled release experiment indicated indigenous microbial life on Mars. But I've never said anything about ancient civilizations. It's just how the corporate media is responding to the independent media. They know. We have taken on the mantle of watchdog on government wrongdoing. And because of that, the audience is leaving them and coming over here. And they don't like it. And they're just launching on this huge, huge pounding thing. Now, Reddit, which is an online resource, very oddly has now introduced a publisher blacklist of publishers whose articles will no longer be included in the Reddit Politics Forum, and that includes Alternate, Drudge Report, Heritage Foundation, Huffington Post, Mother Jones, National Review, Reason Magazine, Salon Magazine, Think Progress, Twitter, Vice.com, and obviously they're now functioning as a gatekeeper. And we do know that one of the ways the government is trying to hijack the online world is to set up their own gatekeeper organizations. I still think Julian Assange and WikiLeaks was set up for that purpose because of all the fame accorded to him in the corporate media before he'd ever actually leaked anything while ignoring blogs that have been around for a decade. He was manufactured right from the work. He's even got his own movie, which has tanked at the box office, I might add. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Ken in Michigan, aloha. Ken, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Aloha, Mike. You
yes,
right?
You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. I work in the auto industry, and I work for the only auto manufacturer that did not take a bailout, and that should be easy to figure out. But my big question is, since I can't get any official words out of my union official, will Obamacare eventually touch the automotive industry?
It's going to touch every industry. Every industry with a health care plan is being forced to become Obamacare compliant. Now, the industry mandates have been put off until after next year's midterm elections. But the individual mandate is very much in force. They were talking last week about extending the deadline to March 31st. But I think with this promise and claim that the Obamacare website will be fixed a month from now, the goal there is to reimpose the deadline on January 1st of next year, at which time the IRS is going to start imposing fines on anybody who has not signed up.
Now, I have medical insurance with my employer, and I've also heard on a few shows that they're going to start kicking spouses and children off the insurance policy. And now, just since I have medical insurance from my employer, am I going to get hit with the fine because I'm not Obamacare, or is it that...
If your employer-supplied health care plan is Obamacare compliant, then you are okay. If your employer drops his health care plan because he can't afford the Obamacare-compliant plan, then you will be forced to buy your own insurance plan or face these heavy IRS fines. It's just a cash grab. That's all it is a cash grab. This government doesn't care about your health, or they'd be doing something about the toxic additives in foods at the supermarket. They'd be doing something about toxic adjuvants in vaccines. They'd be doing something about the 400,000 Americans who are killed every year by medical mistakes. They would allow GMO labeling, if not make it mandatory. They're not interested in your health. They're interested in your wallet.
I grow my own food.
Good for you.
And so the individual mandate still goes through. See, now my wife, she doesn't work. I provide her and my children medical insurance. Is that going to be a factor in anything, or
probably
doesn't have a job?
Probably, again, we were reporting earlier, NBC News is saying millions of Americans, half, maybe as many as three-quarters of Americans are going to be notified by their insurance companies that their particular policy is not Obamacare compliant, and they will be presented with a selection of much more expensive and less beneficial policies for them to choose from, and if they don't choose and buy one of those, then you get fined. It's a cash grab.
Now,
that's all it is.
What would happen if you bought one of these policies, made the first payment, and then defaulted?
I presume that the instant you default on the policy, you're liable to the fines again. Remember, Obamacare did not add a single doctor to the medical system, but they added something like 16,000 new agents to the Internal Revenue Service. It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
Grab, okay?
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to you for a long time. I got that part. But
okay.
I'm just wondering how long I have. It's in that part of speculation. I'm just wondering how long I've got until it actually affects me.
Time will solve that mystery. Some people are already getting cancellation notices. The insurance companies, I'm sure, are just going through their client lists, and eventually anybody that they can kick off their current insurance, they're going to go ahead and do, because forcing people onto these more expensive, less beneficial policies is a moneymaker, and they're going to do it at every excuse that they have. They're going to do this, okay? It's just a matter of... All right, Ken, going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. Finishing up on the corporate media, rather amazing embarrassment that was caught. CNN was doing a story about the giant hornet outbreak in China, and they had this computer-generated globe that spun around, and a dot flew in and said, Hong Kong, on South America. and it got captured. We got the animated GIF on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and corporate media wonders why they're losing audience and credibility with goofs like that. The other day when we had that major quake in Japan off the East Coast, and Fox News had it up there, their map had the epicenter west of Japan. They're really, and I know it's because they've cut staff to cut costs because they're losing money, but they're making some very embarrassing mistakes. And so the idea that the corporate media is somehow more trustworthy or credible or believable than the independent media, well, they're pretty much shooting that one down themselves. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more stories after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Jimmy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Jimmy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And there's been a great deal of concern voiced over some videos that surfaced in websites like From the Trenches of these heavily armed unmarked gunboats on the waterways of Louisiana. And they clearly look military. The people who are running them clearly have military uniforms. But they're otherwise unmarked, and everybody's wondering what's going on. Now, this is actually not new, because years ago when I was still living in Southern California, and I did a lot of sailing, I'm a rag setter going way, way back, and I remember one time when we were getting ready to go sailing, and there was one of these boats just tooling around. Now, it was not armed, but very clearly it had machine gun mounts on it. So why is the government spending money on these boats? They clearly cannot go out into the open seaway to interdict pirates or terrorists. They're all about controlling the harbor. So what's going on? Well, we know this country's coming up on an economic crisis. And we know the government's solution to the economic crisis is to take away your wealth to give to the bankers. That's been the only solution they've ever followed. We're all of a sudden seeing all these warning signs of currency controls, where J.P. Morgan will no longer wire your money outside the country. They'll certainly accept it coming in, but not going out. Now we're hearing that PayPal is starting to adopt that same policy, where you may not send money outside the country to a foreign source under certain conditions. So it stands to reason the government is preparing to trap what is left of your wealth inside the United States to make it easier to confiscate, now that the ultra-rich have their cash safely in the Cayman Islands and the Swiss bank accounts and so forth. Now, people who own their own boats are obviously fairly well off. So it makes sense that the U.S. government, along with closing the airports and the rail lines at the borders, are going to want to close the harbors and waterways so that Americans don't hop into their own boats and start sailing for Mexico or Canada with their valuables, with their gold and silver and jewelry. And I think that is the reason these boats are starting to appear on America's waterways. I can't think of another reason for them to be there. Can you? They're not deep water craft. These are not craft that are able to go out into the ocean and take on terrorist threat or pirates. They are very small patrol boats designed shallow draft, shallow hull, to operate inside harbors and inland waterways only. Now, a couple of developments coming out of Russia. Russia has just okayed an air defense deal with Kazakhstan. You remember what I've been saying about how Russia is already starting to position itself to be prepared to fight a war against the United States of America over Iran and any other nation that dares to sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar. And so now they're moving air defense assets down to Kazakhstan. That part of the world is really heating up. And in a very interesting development, largely symbolic at this point, Russia has deployed some of their Tu-160 Blackjack strategic bombers to Venezuela. And it shows that Venezuela is starting to move closer to Russia and the BRICS nations. Now, these bombers are capable of delivering nuclear weapons. And Russia has sent only two of them to Venezuela, so it's a largely symbolic act. But it's Russia's way of saying, forget about trying to invade Venezuela. We're going to do with Venezuela what we're going to do with Iran, turn it into the new Vietnam and grind the United States down in a war of attrition, which Russia can do. They've got a powerful economy now. And the U.S. can't. The U.S. lacks the three M's to prevail in conventional war. They don't have the manufacturing, they don't have the manpower, and they don't have the money, and nobody's going to loan more money to this government to pay for something as expensive and high risk as a war, especially given the lack of the first two. That did not stop Dick Cheney from getting on out there and screaming, we must have war with Iran, we've got to go make war on Iran, and apparently last Sunday he was making the rounds of the talking head shows that we've got to make war on Iran, blah, 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 blah. Here's your rifle, Dick. Here's your parachute. Here's your bright day glow orange jumpsuit. And I understand from the point of view of the U.S. government, they have committed too far down this policy of forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods. They can't turn around and go back right now. They're in too deep. It's a very, very, very dangerous time here. Interesting story coming out regarding the accused suspects of 9/11, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11 after only 130 waterboardings and being forced to watch his own children being tortured. But apparently the 9/11 suspects will not be allowed to mention the fact that they were tortured during their trial because their torture is now classified information. So it's a kangaroo court. What they're going to do is go in and say, yes, these people all confess to being part of 9/11. The judge will say, do you have anything to say in your defense? And they'll be gagged. The judge will say, well, you know, if you confess, that's all I need to know. Well, apparently I misspoke. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times before they got the confession out of him that he was the mastermind of 9/11. If I took anybody listening to this show and waterboarded them 183 times, I can get you to confess to anything. I could get you to confess to personally nailing Jesus to the cross. I could get you to confess to blowing up the Hindenburg, the Challenger, and Columbia. I could get you to confess to swimming out there into the Atlantic and shoving that iceberg into the Titanic. Confessions extracted under torture are not even worth the blood-soaked paper they are on. And this whole kangaroo court trial of going in there and saying they've all confessed and that's all you need to know. It's just, it is, it's political expediency. We have their confessions. They were found guilty by a court of law. You shouldn't look any further than that. Yeah, you should, especially in this day and age here. Now, yesterday I was pointing out how I had noticed, and this was backed up by stories appearing in the tech journals, that with the latest version of iOS 7, my iPhone is suddenly unable to keep a Wi-Fi connection with my D-Link router, and I got a lot of emails saying D-Link routers are junk, you should go with Asus, which I'd like to do, but out here in Hawaii, the stores are definitely operating on lowest price, and nobody carries the Asus routers out here. It's all D-Link and Linksys, and it's always the low-end models, so I'm going to have to order one online. But the idea was that the latest upgrade to the operating system had somehow harmed the Wi-Fi connectivity. And Apple's official response was twofold. Do a complete reset on the phone, see if that fixes it. If that doesn't fix it, it's time for the new iPhone 5. And this got a lot of coverage, the fact that people with iPhone 4s were all of a sudden having Wi-Fi difficulties. Now there's another article, and this is actually in the New York Times, where one of their writers noticed that as soon as the iPhone 5S and 5C were released last September, the iPhone 4 started to become a lot more sluggish as the operating system came in, battery running down much faster, and he saw this with a lot of other people. And when he called tech analysts, they said the new operating system being pushed out to existing users was making the older models run slower and drain the batteries. And this seems like a deliberate policy by Apple to encourage people to buy the new phone. I was very unhappy when I had to get my iPhone 2 thrown away to get the iPhone 4. More about this when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just finishing up on this whole planned obsolescence, because we know American companies are now dependent on that. They are dependent on you being forced to buy the same thing over and over and over again. I was talking about how I had this wall beard trimmer that only weeks out of the warranty failed completely, so I had to go buy another one. I got a Norelco. It's actually a better unit. How light bulbs were designed to fail after 1,000 hours, the old-fashioned tungsten light bulbs. Because the goal is not to sell you a quality product you are happy with, but to sell you a product that will fail as quickly as possible so you go out and you buy a new one. And we're seeing indications that Apple's newer operating systems seem to be adversely affecting the older phones. Now, if the operating system is really not designed to go on those older phones, then don't enable downloads for those phones. So if Apple is allowing the updated operating systems to go onto the older phones and the older phones' performance deteriorates, becomes slower, can't keep a Wi-Fi connection, runs down the battery faster. Obviously, this seems to be policy to get everybody to say, oh, I need a brand new iPhone 5 XGB7 or whatever it is they're selling out there to encourage upgrade. And we're seeing the same thing also from the Microsoft people. There was a story that came out in ZDNet about how Microsoft security research paints bleak picture for XP users. And Microsoft is announcing that the latest threat report shows that when support for XP officially ends next year, you're going to be wide open to the cyber criminals. They're going to be coming after you, and really, you can't stay with XP any longer. And I see this as a pathetic attempt to scare XP users into buying an updated operating system. Now, in theory, if Microsoft sales figures are to be believed, the XP users represent just a tiny fraction of the Microsoft market. And given that we don't have the money to buy newer machines with newer operating systems, we are not a target for cyber criminals who prefer people with fat wallets able to buy the latest and greatest. So I see this report as not really being actual research and more marketing drivel. People do not want to stop using XP now that it's actually stable after all these years of debugging, just to install a newer operating system with thousands of bugs and NSA backdoors that's more difficult to use. People are very unhappy with Windows 8 and its tile interface. I'm staying with XP. And when Microsoft refuses to support it any longer, I'm going to go on to Linux because I've had enough of this planned obsolescence crap. One more little computer note. You're probably aware of these little CAPTCHA graphics that are on blogging sites to prove that you're really a human, and it's a bunch of characters on a squiggly background, and you type them in to prove you're human. Apparently, a technology startup announced yesterday they have software that can allow a computer to read those CAPTCHAs and automate, you know, multiple mass postings by propaganda companies, public relations firms. So that has now been defeated. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. George in Honolulu. Aloha, bra, what's up?
Hey, Mike, good morning. Listen, two things. I've just heard an, actually some guy regarding, one moment, some guy regarding...
Speaking of iPhones...
Then I got a phone behind me. Some guy regarding the Bush administration talked about the rift between Cheney and Bush at the end of this administration.
Okay, well, that? I would not be surprised. I think there's a rift between Dick Cheney and pretty much everybody.
In the world, Blackheart. Anyway, listen, the idea that I really called about was yesterday they were talking about sanctions against the U.S. for various violations. And I think that's starting to catch on, and I'm afraid that... the biggest sanction that they could put on us would be kicking us off the U.N. Security Council. You know, that Council of Five Nations?
It sits the permanent membership. That would be largely symbolic, and I don't think the U.N. is going to do anything about that until they're prepared to relocate the United Nations headquarters to another country, which may happen. That U.N. building in New York has been allowed to decay. It's actually in a very, very, very sorry state of disrepair right now.
Well, that's a good point, Mike, and I did think of that also as I was, processing this.
Everybody knows that New York, UN building has now been completely penetrated by the NSA, and that has not helped to bolster America's standing with the United Nations either. I think the sanctions that might actually have an effect are those that would end imports to the United States of America, because we are so dependent on those imported manufactured goods, imported food, imported fuel. It would be a hammer blow. And right now, the rest of the world, if they decided to act all at the same time, could bring down the American empire overnight to head off a nuclear world war.
I hear what you say, and I'm fearful of that. I just hope that they can clean this thing up and find a way to... I don't know how you're ever going to make the NSA legitimate, but they really ought to try to do something before this thing gets too far out of control.
Well, it's not just the NSA, it's the private central bank. NSA is hardly alone in violating the Bill of Rights and surveilling Americans. We were talking yesterday about that new list coming out of the Department of Justice and FBI about all these different things that if you are one of those, you are automatically a terror suspect, not deserving of civil protections, including having the Gadsden flag. I should have pulled mine out and hung it up on the back wall this morning. It's just completely out of control. This system, I don't think, can be saved. I think we're just going to have to ride it out and let it collapse the way the Soviet Union did. We're going to have to deal with 2 to 3 months of extreme hardship where we will rely on our local communities to get us all through. And then we set up a new country, and we decide for ourselves what that country will be. And the first rule is no more private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest.
Well, that's what Rand Paul's lobbying for right now, to have the Fed audited. And I can't understand why they won't do that, why you can't get 60.
They don't want the American people to see how much money they've made off the nation, because the Federal Reserve, it isn't just federal government borrowing. Remember, every piece of currency in circulation in the United States, including that paper in your pocket, entered circulation as a loan at interest. And the interest they're collecting on all that money, it's just, you know, after 100 years, the amount of wealth they have leached from the American people in exchange for ink and paper is just absolutely obscene. And that's why they are opposing an audit. They even went so far as to literally threaten the government with an economic crash if an audit was attempted.
Yeah, and I see where Paul's holding off on the confirmation of you. In fact, she was nominated, so that's going to happen. But I'm just kind of dicey about this, Mike. It's not the way it's working out that I'd like to see. I'd like to see this thing get done, and I don't want to see this.
I think we're past the point where this nation can be saved, and I'm not advocating violent revolution. I know a lot of people are. I disagree, because the government has prepared to deal with a violent uprising by the American people. I think we're just going to have to sit back, do the Gandhi thing, and just wait patiently. It's going to implode, and we dare not give the government an excuse to declare a national emergency and just completely transform the country into this dictatorship they are obviously lusting for.
Well, listen, Mike, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you and the world through your broadcast. I appreciate that very much.
All right, well, thank you. We're going to let you go and switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Aloha, Mike. Hey, I'm just curious. Have you seen a documentary by chance called The Lightbulb Conspiracy?
Yes, I have. It also goes by the name Pyramids of Waste. I've had it on my website a couple of times. It does get taken down a lot. But if you can find it, it is an excellent documentary about how business deliberately designs products to fail in order to maximize their profitability. And I think one of the most interesting stories out of there was the development of nylon. We've all heard nylon, fishing line, vests, and so forth. And apparently one of the first uses for the new nylon was ladies' stockings. And the stocking manufacturers came back and said, you made this fiber too strong. Women are putting these stockings on. They last forever. We need a version of nylon that is actually weaker and will tear and snag, so that women have to keep coming back and buying stockings over and over and over again. And the original developers of nylon were offended by that idea, that they wanted to have, that they were supposed to intentionally degrade and weaken what this marvelous material that they'd come up with. And we see that time and time again. A good example that I was pointing out the other day, you probably have seen, especially now that we're coming up on Christmas, over at your local big box store, these wonderful little LED flashlights. And they've got nicely machined aluminum cases, and they've got LED bulbs in there that will last supposedly 50,000 hours. But the little plastic insert that holds the battery will fall apart after just a few months, and you cannot buy a replacement for just that one part. So what do? You throw the whole flashlight away, which is in perfectly good working order if you can get the batteries in there, and you go buy a new flashlight. And this is by design to maximize profitability, to keep you working as hard as you can just to stay where you are. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about planned obsolescence and this wonderful documentary called Pyramids of Waste, or The Lightbulb Conspiracy. And they open this documentary by talking about the fact that your computer printer actually has a chip in it, which after you've printed so many pieces of paper, will disable the printer. And it's less expensive to simply buy a new printer than to try and go in and fix this. And apparently somebody came up with a hack where you could send a message to the printer that would reset the chip and restart it. It's designed to basically fail and force you to go back and buy the same thing over and over and over again. And it is very annoying. And it certainly does not serve the public interest. In fact, at a time when we have government and corporations insisting we must all work harder to try and rebuild this economy, we find ourselves crippled with unreliable products, computer systems, where we're spending more of our time dealing with software and hardware errors than we are doing productive work that might actually save the economy. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Ralph in California, aloha. Ralph, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Again, a pleasure talking to you with your great show. Regarding planned obsolescence, just one of the things is the Edison battery. And instead of these stupid lead acid batteries, so you got to buy every 4 or 5 years, maybe 7. Instead of the Edison battery, which lasts, the original one still works. And they're simple to use.
One of the things they have in this documentary is this light bulb that's been burning for over 100 years in this California fire station.
Is it still burning?
As far as I know, they got a webcam on it.
I remember hearing a report a couple of years ago that a bulb like that burnt out finally.
Well, I'll double check on
maybe
it, but
it
outlasted 3 webcams, you know, which basically tells you about the high technology. One of the other things in the documentary, and I think this is germane to the current discussion, during the Depression of the 1930s, it was actually proposed by Congress to mandate planned obsolescence, to literally put an expiration date on things like washing machines and cars, past which it would be illegal for Americans to be using those in order to force Americans to go buy new items to stimulate the economy.
But how are we going to buy new cars when people don't have jobs? Huh?
Well, you know, it's funny because I put up a poll at whatreallyhappened.com following this thing about Apple wanting to encourage us to buy the iPhone 5 and, you know, Microsoft obviously flogging everybody to buy Windows 8. And I put up a poll. Can you afford a new iPhone or the latest Windows? And more than 90% of the respondents said, we can't. We absolutely can't. Planned obsolescence works only when you have a healthy economy where people are able to transform their labor into an adequate flow of cash where they can just go out and buy the latest and greatest. But we don't have that economy right now, which is why planned obsolescence is basically we have built our nation on products that are designed to fail in the next few years. And when they fail and cannot be replaced, you know, then the nation crashes at that point.
Yeah, well, the powers that be kind of burnt themselves out with this plan, plus outsourcing, sending all our jobs to other countries. No one has money. So that
business model
doesn't work very well, does it?
And at the same time, they're screaming environmentalism and carbon tax and everything. They're encouraging this planned obsolescence where they go out and they dig up a bunch of natural resources, bring them in, manufacture them into the latest gizmo, sell it in the store. You use it for 6 months to a year and throw it into a landfill, and then they start that whole process all over again. That is far more damaging to the environment of planet Earth than carbon dioxide, you know, that you exhale every day. But again, it's all driven by grabbing more money.
You're right. All right, Michael. Well, thank you for your show, and again, good work.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Continuing on the planned obsolescence, what is so diabolical about the iPhone is that it not only is planned obsolescence, but it also appeals to perceived obsolescence in the sense where you may have the iPhone 2 with the little one camera, but the iPhone 3 and 4 now have the dual camera with the super handy-dandy voice technology. That's another huge...
Well, that's just marketing and just saying you want to buy the newest thing because it's got more features, and that's a legitimate way of marketing. But I think it's very illegitimate to basically send out software upgrades that degrade the performance of the existing units in order to flog people toward buying the new ones. And again, with this economy, people don't have the money to play that game, and they're going to start learning how to do without things used to take for granted.
There is a way that if you want to avoid, because I was stupid enough to upgrade to the iOS 7, and ever since then, absolutely, my battery has been terrible, which originally I thought that was a very poor battery life is also a sign that you're being monitored or listened to. Mm-hmm. But there is a way to avoid having to go to the iOS 7, and that is do not keep more than 2.7 gigs available on your iPhone for usage because it takes that much.
Or you can just, when it says install now, you just say, no, I don't want to do that. And in hindsight, I really would have preferred not to go to iOS 7. It didn't give me any advantages. It's trying to force everything onto the cloud, and I do not want to use the cloud because it's just wide open for more surveillance, and it's not an issue of whether I have something to hide or not. It's just a matter of principle. I tend to be a private person, especially in matters related to my lovely wife, and I don't want the NSA looking over my shoulder when I'm sending her romantically, snuggly, warm messages.
Well, I know the cloud is unreliable, completely unreliable.
Yeah, there have been some major disasters there as well.
All right, Michael, well, I will let you go. Have a great night.
All right, thank you very much here. Yeah, it is rather amazing for all the talk that we hear in the corporate media about building a better tomorrow and realizing how much of our industry and public policy is geared to keeping us exactly where we are, working as hard as we can just to keep what we've got now. And we're spending so much on constant replacement of what we bought a year ago, 2 years ago, we have nothing left over with which to build our futures. It's a very short-sighted policy. It is loved by the money junkies. We know technology can build reliable, durable products, but it's not profitable to do so. There's always something in the product that is designed to basically fail quickly just outside the warranty. It's not a joke. You've probably noticed it yourself. Oh, the warranty just expired. Boom, it's gone. When we lost our last big screen TV, somebody miscalculated because it failed 3 weeks inside the extended warranty. And so we were able to get a new TV set. Given all the reruns, I probably would not have spent the money. I actually didn't have the money to spend to buy a new flat panel TV set. But it really is. They're designed to fail as soon as the warranty is over. And the idea is if it fails before the warranty is over, they're made so cheaply, it's just cheap. Oh, here's another one. But I don't know about you. I get really sick and tired, especially on an island like Oahu, where it's a long drive to get to anywhere that warranties are being dealt with. I don't want to have to stop doing what I'm doing to go down and get a warranty repair or warranty replacement, bring it back, install it, put all the software back on, and then try and go back to doing productive work. Everything that gets in the way of Americans doing productive, profitable work is going to further harm this economy. And that is just the way it is. And it is an incredibly cruel irony that at a time when business leaders and government are saying we all must all work harder and build businesses to try and rebuild the economy, that we find all the tools that we invested in don't hold up. I remember years ago when I started my animation shop, and because of a very positive experience I'd had years before with Hewlett-Packard products, I used all Hewlett-Packard in my shop, and we had things like CD-ROM burners that were failing after just 2 weeks because Hewlett and Packard had left Hewlett Packard and turned it over to Fiorini, and they were value engineering everything. Had desktop computers were locking up, and they were never able to fix that one. We almost lost our company because we couldn't make our delivery dates because every time we'd go to burn another deliverable product, the burner would fry, the burner would quit. And that is happening all across the United States of America. And it is not normal, it's not healthy, and it has to stop. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and more commercials.